Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Brianna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the three-part series, Gaining the Energetic Edge Using BG5. For those that don't know, my name is Ashley Brianna Eve. I'm a BG5 certified business consultant, certified BG5 business cycle specialist, and certified BG5 profit potential specialist as well. Now, on top of those certifications, I'm also a positive psychology strengths coach, Gene Keys guide, and a little bit of a brand strategy nerd. Now, that started way back in the day. We're probably going back 13, 14 years ago when I started my personal training and health and fitness brand, Stronger. So this is something that I feel honored to bring you, which is the grand synthesis of energy, practical brand strategy, and mindset to help you truly gain the energetic edge in your business and in your personal brand. I believe good people do great things with more money. So my mission is to get more money into the hands of people that can actually change the world, and so that you can flourish in your life and business as well. Because we quite literally live on a material plane, and not recognizing that does us no favors in getting our message out there to the people we're meant to serve. So welcome again to the series. I'm so excited to have you here. I'll tell you a brief bit about me above and beyond what I just said. I am the founder of Elite Human Design Coaching and Consulting. I'm a triple certified coach and international speaker, and I specialize in helping public figures, established entrepreneurs, teams, and organizations unveil their hidden potential and gain the energetic edge. I've worked with everyone from online entrepreneurs, Netflix directors, Broadway actors to amplify their voice, anchor into the core stability of who they are, what I like to call your unfair advantage, and create ripple effects of impact in every area of their lives. And I really believe that BG5 is a foundational piece of that, which allows us to build off of. So I thought we would actually start the series with a little word from Ra Uruhu. He is the founder of the Human Design System, and he's also the founder of BG5. And I believe it's so important that we understand the difference between human design and BG5 so that we can set our expectations properly and set you up for success in building a brand and life by design. Because let me tell you, they're not the same thing. And you can't just copy paste human design over to business and expect it to work. Ra Uruhu says, BG5 is something that is very different in the sense that it's not traditional human design. And that for me, it is probably one of the most spectacular ways in which the knowledge I was given can be used in a way that's of value to human beings. I see the transauric forms, the business applications or family applications of this knowledge to be very different from the personal application. The personal application is something that takes place when somebody is ready, in a sense, to challenge what seems to be what life is, to see if there is something else. And in so many ways, regardless of their state, they need to be ready for such a thing. What we are looking at with BG5 is the most fundamental and basic issue that all human beings have to face, and that is the material dimension of their lives. Material, no matter how we look at it philosophically or politically, we live on the material plane, and we have to deal with the consequences of living on that plane. One of the things that is so interesting for me about doing the business side of the knowledge I received is, in a sort of comical way, this is the black side to the human design white side. The goal here isn't to wake people up. The goal here isn't for them to recognize that they are not self. The goal here is not to transform them in terms of what we understand as a mystical or esoteric or whatever spiritual transformation. That is not the business here. The business is the bottom line. It's the bottom line, and it's something that everybody needs. Everybody. I talked about it being the black side, the mundane side, And what I mean by that is that by understanding what somebody is, you can take advantage of that knowledge and benefit them without ever educating them. After all, a BG5 consultant is here to guide the development of an establishment of successful groups. The BG5 consultant is there to provide what we call an Alpha 1 analysis. In other words, to be able to prepare an executive, to be able to prepare a team leader, to be able to prepare a manager, to be able to operate the most effective way. Teaching somebody how to operate in the most efficient way doesn't mean you have to do their design. So what you'll notice here is that there's going to be a change, not simply in the language that's going to be used, but in the way in which the knowledge that we have, and of course the knowledge is rooted in design, the way we take that knowledge and the way that we apply it. Now, one of the things I say to my clients the most is, one, BG5 is a tool, just like gene keys or positive psychology interventions. They are tools. They are not the brand, business, and career strategy. It's a clear difference in how we approach the information. When we look for BG5 to be the brand strategy itself, what I witness is people in their brand just waiting to respond to things or waiting for the invitation. Or I see manifestors hearing, well, my brand strategy is to inform. And what they are doing instead is being a bull in a china shop, running around informing their audience without listening that people even want what they're informing them about. Now, are you a manifestor and have you ever experienced that? It happens all the time. I work with a lot of manifestors, and that's one of the things they say the most. Someone taught me to just inform, to inform my audience of what I have coming, and that because I was in alignment, people will come. Build it and they will come. Inform them and they will come. But it didn't work. What is going on? And this is one of the foundational pieces that I go over with all my clients, that BG5 is not the brand strategy itself. It supports the brand strategy. It supports building a brand and business by design. And ultimately, when we're looking at a brand and business, one of the things I say to my clients most is a brand, its fundamental job is to connect with people. Even if we look at marketing and copywriting, the job of copy and marketing is to connect with people. Your brand, its job is to connect with people, to connect with your people, the people you're meant to serve, your lobsters, if you will. That's a Friends reference for anyone that's watched Friends. Your business's job is to increase profit potential. Your business's job is to be aware of the bottom line and make money. Even if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, if you want to help more people and do more good in the world, you have to be aware of those two roles that your brand and business have. And your brand and business is the same thing, right? Different roles, but it's under the umbrella of your company. And this is fundamentally where a lot of people miss the mark in trying to apply BG5 to their brand or BG5 to their business. Is they're looking still for that external authority to tell them who they are, rather than using the information to refine who they are and refine who they want to serve and refine how they want to serve. All right. One of the things I'm most excited about in working with clients with BG5 is helping them see that they quite literally have a map to success. They have their success codes. A body graph essentially breaks down in BG5 to success codes. We don't call it a body graph. Breaks down to your success codes, and like an x-ray, we can see quite literally how you are meant to serve. Ra Ruhu, the founder, says, "No one is broken, yet we run around trying to fill up the open places and seek what we are not." And this is where that x-ray into your business is so critical, because how we are often operating in our lives and in our brands is trying to seek what we are not and fill up the places that are open. All right, so I'm going to break this down a little bit. In your body graph, everything that is defined is an innate strength of yours. One of the ways I put it for my clients is you differentiate yourself on the material plane. You differentiate yourself in the realm of business and life based on what is defined in you. Those are your strengths, your talents, what makes you unique. So for me, as an example, I'm very heavy logical circuitry in my design. we even look at gene keys, and my IQ is the strategic mind. And I'm a gene keys guy. I'm obsessed with Richard and the gene keys tool as well. When we're looking at the strategic mind and a design that is fundamentally logical, when I first got into the online space and in the spiritual space, I thought all of that was wrong with me. I thought being strategic meant I was too in my masculine. I thought being logical meant I wasn't spiritual enough, or I wasn't feminine enough. Because for me, my natural state is looking at the patterns, seeing what doesn't work, seeing where we're moving to in the future, and fixing the patterns that don't work so that we can improve on the future, so that we can improve on brands, so that we can improve on and essentially make better men and women in business and brands. But that, in the conditioning I was immersed in, wasn't good. It wasn't enough. And so as Ross says, we try to fill up those open places. So I was trying to live through my openness. And remember, we just said definition is your innate strengths. Well, what's openness then? Openness is where you go to school in life. Anything white in your chart is where you go to school in life. It's where you gain wisdom. Because if you're not identifying with the energy you're bringing in, you're becoming wise on that gate, that channel, or that center that is undefined in your chart. So where I was going wrong, where so many of us go wrong, is we fill up those open places trying to be that rather than gain wisdom on it. So I was trying to be more esoteric. I was trying to go on the experiential way and do things just for the experience without looking at the logic of it. I was living through all of my openness. And when I was doing that, I was creating static in my life and in my business. I was creating resistance with sales. And overall, most important part, my core felt who I was wasn't enough, right? If we're trying to fill up those open places and be what we are not, seek what we are not, what we essentially are telling ourselves is who we are is wrong. Who we are is bad. Who we are is not enough. And what we need to learn through BG5 or accept through BG5 is it's actually the opposite. It's all those rough edges, all those pieces that you've been told all along were not enough, not good, too much, too little. It's those pieces that are going to allow you to stand out. It's those pieces that you get to build a brand off of and create cash off of and create impact off of and get your voice out there on stages that make change in this world off of. The openness is where we gain wisdom from going to school in life there. And in business, it's where we sell because we attract who we are not. So you're going to attract those that are defined where you are open. And if you're attracting those that are defined where you are open, you're helping them use their strengths correctly. And I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit because this is where a lot of people get stuck. We're going to use a defined G center as an example. I have a defined G center. And so where the conditioning tells us, or what the conditioning tells us in regards to a defined G center is, well, you have a consistent identity. It's consistent. You're good to go. Your conditioning's through the openness. Not so fast. The definition also has an unhealthy expression. Okay, so we have the not self or the shadow. In BG5, we call it the shadow or distractions of the openness. However, your strengths can also have an unhealthy expression. So with my defined G center, I spent most of my life hyper independent. I spent most of my life either in these cycles of overgiving and trying to be, you know, the savior and trying to tugboat people along as I was a counselor, believe it or not, for many, many years, trying to tugboat and trying to save. I was either in that energy or everyone leave me alone. I can do it on my own. But neither was a correct use of my energy. And I would keep burning out. And so it was actually more difficult, and a lot of clients say this as well, more difficult for me to break the patterns and unhealthy patterns that were created through the definition because it feels so much like you. It feels consistent. It's like, no, this is who I be. I will die on this hill that I'm a lone wolf. I will die on the hill that this is my identity. I will die on the hill that this is my direction because it's consistent. And so what I realized, and not just being certified through the official schools, I'm also a student at the holistic analyst degree at the International Human Design School. I've done PTL 1-3 multiple times with different instructors to get different perspectives of it. I've been immersed in this world for a very long time. what I learned is it's actually more difficult to break the habits that were born of your definition than it is to break the habits and conditioning that are born through your openness. Because the openness, you, as soon as awareness is brought to it, you realize, oh shit, yeah. Because it's inconsistent energy that you've been bringing in. It doesn't feel quite like you the way definition does. But just keeping in mind that as long as you are operating through that openness, it's difficult to serve there. If I have an undefined solar plexus and I'm here helping people gain clarity, how am I supposed to help them gain clarity if I'm caught up in my feelings all the time? If I'm identifying with all the information I'm bringing in, if I don't have clarity myself. And this is where a lot of people, and this might trigger some people, this might upset some people, because I bet there's listeners that have said these words. This is where people that say, I can do it for others, but I can't do it for myself, hit glass ceilings in their brand and business. They hit glass ceilings in their brand and business because if you can do it for others, but you can't do it for yourself, you are not actually leveraging the wisdom of your openness. You are not actually living in alignment with the correct use of your openness. You're caught in the distractions still. And while you can get some sales, most people are going to feel that incongruence with your design. Most people are going to feel that static with your energy, and it's going to be a hard no. They might not even see you as they scroll through the news feed because your energy is not coherent. You are not using the wisdom. That wisdom, that depth is not there in your very presence and how you show up because it's not embodied. It's not simply who you be. And that's what we want, is to leverage our definition as our strengths. We're leveraging our definition as, this is who I be. This is how I differentiate myself. This is what is consistent in me, my unique gifts. And then the openness is, this is my wisdom through going to school in life through my openness. And those come together through a unique x-ray of you. A unique x-ray of you and how we can very practically leverage it in business. Now, by the time you're 30, research shows that you are a set of subconscious patterns based on conditioning. Human Design provides us that map to fast track the remembrance of who you are really under it and give you those practical tools to make more money today, to impact more people today, to get a clear, cohesive brand out there today. But here's the thing, you need to meet the information halfway as well. A lot of people are still stuck in that same personality, the same subconscious, the same fundamental operating software in their subconscious mind, that they learn all the information, but nothing changes. They learn all about their BG5, Human Design, Gene Keys, every single tool that's put out there, but nothing changes because they haven't changed their subconscious patterns. Something I say to my clients all the time is, if we're looking at a computer or your phone, putting a new software in, right? A new version of the software is coming out. Well, you have to overwrite, you have to discard, you have to get rid of the old software. You cannot have two software programs running at once. And if you don't have the upgraded software, you're not accessing what's available in the upgraded software. You are stuck in the old software. And as long as you are stuck in the old software, you're not going to get different results, no matter how much you hold the vibe, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you meditate, no matter how much somatic experiencing or yoga you do, you will not get different results. Please hear me in this, until you change the fundamental operating system. I can pray over my phone all damn day, but if I'm not allowing it, if I'm not clicking yes to putting the new software in, and allowing it to do its thing without interrupting it, I'm not getting the benefits of the new software. But so many people are doing this in terms of Human Design, in terms of BG5 and Gene Keys. They're trying to have just the information change the software. But again, in this analogy, you can read all about what the new software is going to do for your iPhone or your Mac, but reading about it's not going to change it until you allow the system to change at the fundamental level. And this is also mindset. It's also a decision, I feel. And I'm someone that comes from a background in psychology. I was a counselor for many years. I love mindset. I love somatic experiencing. I love healing. And I feel as a culture right now in the self-development space, we are on the healing hamster wheel and it's getting no one anywhere. Because it's okay, well, I'll just heal more. You can make a decision today and hold your feet to the fire of that decision of who you have to be, who you get to be to get what you want. And sure, heal, decondition on the journey. But if there's anything we learned from BG5 already today, is it's not about healing more. It's not about spiritual awakening more. It's not about deconditioning more. It's about practical tools you can apply today in your business to get different results. And that also comes from a decision, because you could also be in the subconscious pattern, the subconscious belief, and the subconscious identity that I am someone that needs to decondition more. I am someone that needs to align more. I am someone that X, Y, and Z more. And as long as you believe that and have that identity, you're not going to get different results. We can apply it specifically to your brand today. And this is what I'm so excited to help you guys with in the Brand by Design Mastermind. Enrollment just opened today. It launches twice a year to support you, me, with my hands in your brand business, to help you create a clear, cohesive brand based on your strengths and weaknesses, and bring that brand out into the world for the right people, so that the right people can find you. And you get to be yourself. You get to make money based on what you are best at, based on what you are excited about helping others with. It gets to be that easy. I will never promise, and I say this on the Brand by Design sales page as well, I will never promise business is easy. I will promise branding is easy, because we get to leverage who you be. So I want you guys to just take a minute. Where in your life are you trying to fix your weaknesses to get somewhere? Or this happens a lot with teams and businesses that I work with. Where are you trying to fix the weaknesses of your team members? Where are you trying to get them to be better at something that is not an innate strength of theirs? Because when we do that for ourselves and we expect that of ourselves, we expect that of others around us. And this is something that we need to shed a light on our expectations of ourselves so that we're not projecting it on everyone else. So where are you trying to fix all these weaknesses, be better at something that was never a strength of yours to begin with? And where are you focusing on your team's weaknesses rather than helping them leverage their strengths? The Penta is one of my favorite things to do with teams, because we get to actually illuminate everyone's strengths and use them appropriately within a business, which makes it the culture completely different for absolutely everyone. Rahu says, we all have these mental stories about how we cannot be ourselves. Just understanding how you are wired is incredibly helpful. When we're looking at human design, now we're specifically focusing on BG5, but I want to give a little bit of a background as well, because it is a grand synthesis. It's a grand synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science to help you unlock your hidden potential. And BG5 is rooted in human design. So human design combines aspects of the Chinese I Ching. It's actually based on the Chinese I Ching, quantum physics, the chakra system, astrology, and the Kabbalah to create this body graph. In business, we call it your success codes. And this is your unique genetic design on how, at the most basic level, you are meant to navigate business and life with the least amount of resistance. Now, something that's so important we understand is this happens in the body. This happens in the body and in the subconscious mind. So again, it's not just about filling up your head with more information. I have people end up in my DMs every day loading information. They'll give me paragraphs on their design, paragraphs on their astrology, paragraphs on their gene keys. And then at the end say, my business isn't moving forward. So it's not the information itself that makes a difference. Those that are successful in enhancing that impact, that income, and getting a clear, cohesive message out there, learn to check in with that internal state. Learn to move from internally in the body. And that's also where somatics come in. I believe in a holistic approach. I believe it's not just one thing that allows you to be successful, that provides the foundation to be successful. In my new program, Keys to Cash, it's 2.0. We are redoing it. I'm so excited. It officially or originally launched, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. We're doing 2.0. Month one is going to be mindset, because I really believe if our mindset isn't on track, if we are operating on the wrong programming or old, outdated programming, no matter what we do, nothing will change. I believe that in the core of my being. I will die. That is a hill I am willing to die on, my friends. Month two, pillar two is BG5. And pillar three is the somatics of it, the body of it. And one of my favorite things, I'm certified in polyvagal yoga. One of the things that we understand in terms of the polyvagal nerve is that when you're tight, so tighten the shoulders, for example, tighten the hips, you disconnect communication from mind-body. And when we disconnect communication from the mind-body, you can quite literally get stuck in a stress response. You can get stuck in that overwhelm. You can get stuck in those stories of, I don't know. So I do believe it is critical that to really create lasting change in our brand and business, scalable change, because I work with spiritual beings. I work with spiritual clients. I am very spiritual myself. And I believe people like us, it's critical that we are teaching something and helping others from a place that flows, from a place that is innate within us, from a place that makes us feel good, makes us feel on purpose in our lives and business. I believe that 100%. And I believe 100% that good people, spiritual people that are out of alignment with that will continue to burn down their business until it feels what we like to call in alignment. But it's nothing external that's going to give you that. There's nothing external you can seek that's going to say, this is exactly how you're going to create your business in alignment. What we can do, however, is take the mindset, the software required, month one of Keys to Cash. We can look at your strengths and your wisdom from month two of Keys to Cash in your BG5. And we can do month three, those somatic work of quite literally releasing the stress and tension in the body that is preventing you from really dropping into your truth, preventing you from really dropping into your voice and finding your voice, a grounded, sacred place of power and purpose that reverberates throughout the quantum and speaks to people, creates intimacy with people, and creates relevancy with people automatically when they find you. And I believe that is the third piece. That is the piece within the body, because we must be moving from the body. But polyvagal yoga, again, if we're tight, so for example, in your shoulders, and that can show up, tight jaw, headaches, tighten your upper traps. Tightness there, again, is going to disconnect mind-body connection. And so when we get that, you're going to get stuck in certain states. And we want to remove that. Many people, the majority of people, are disembodied minds hurting their body around. It's what the mind thinks, what the mind's determined to do, what the mind has decided, what the mind is attached to. And then wondering why it never really quite feels right. Wondering why your voice never gets grounded and deepened in your very being. Wondering why you continue want to burn it down. Wondering why, maybe you can relate to this one, you're always filtering yourself just a little bit, not truly being unapologetic in how you show up. This will not lead to an embodied state. No matter how much more information you learn, we require a unified place for our history, our wisdom that you've gained through your openness, for our longings, for our commitments. Yes, healing our wounds. Absolutely. Don't let that stop you. Don't get on the hamster wheel, but yes, absolutely heal your wounds. We need a unified place to be learners within, to dream within, to grow within, and to follow our inner authority from. And that all happens within the body. And in fact, the example I like to use with my clients all the time is that embodied state provides the soil for your brand and business to grow from. From a place that's sustainable and scalable. Because I need you to hear me with this. This is very important. If you're doing something else while you're listening, stop and pay attention. With the wrong soil in your business, you will continue to burn it down over and over and over again. We want the soil that you are planting the seeds from to be what nurtures your brand and business. And that soil is that embodied state. That soil is who you always were. That soil is your strengths and your wisdom, your history, your dreams, your longing, your mission, your values. That's the soil of you. And if we look at planting seeds in the wrong soil, they can only grow so long, if they ever do at all. An example, an analogy I use for my clients all the time is I could try. I love tropical plants. My office is filled with it, with every tropical plant I can fit in here. I live in Ontario, Canada. However, if I try to plant these tropical plants outside, even if they sprout, or even if a pre-starred plant grows in the middle of summer, it's going to die because it's the wrong soil, it's the wrong environment, it's the wrong climate. But if I plant evergreen trees here, we have the right soil, we have the right environment. It can flourish and thrive 365 days of the year. It can flourish and thrive in the snow pelting it and the ice storms in fall and winter. It can flourish and thrive in the heat, the blazing sun of summer. We need your dreams. We need the brand and business you are building to be built in the correct soil, not self-soil, not distracted soil, not conditioned soil. And you can make that decision today. You don't need to heal more. You can decide and hold your feet to the fire of who you are today, and what you decide is the reality for your bank account, your business, and your brand today. Moving into that body allows you to embody the future you. And something that I reiterate over and over and over again is your personality creates your personal reality. Your personality, that subconscious pattern and software you are operating from, is going to create your personal reality. If you want something different, you have to first change yourself. Again, that's why we're doing month one in Keys to Cash that way. So number one, when we're looking at embodied leadership, leadership, first and foremost, is the ability to state a declaration that allows the community to orient themselves differently. I'm going to say that again. Your leadership in your brand and business is the ability to state a declaration that allows your community to orient themselves differently. I want you to breathe that in. And something to feel into is, orienting themselves differently requires you to build a brand and business off of innovation. It requires you to build a brand and business that is leading people in a different direction. How do we do that? One, mindset. Again, we're going over those pillars I'm going to be breaking down for you in Keys to Cash 2.0. This is connecting the mind and body, no longer being a mind hurting a body around. Number two, because that embodied leadership is magnetic, we then leverage your strengths and your wisdom. Your strengths and your wisdom. So your definition in your body graph and your openness. Your definition is how you differentiate yourself from others like you in your industry. Your openness is your wisdom that you sell through, your wisdom that you help others with. Because just because someone has something defined does not mean they are using it correctly. In fact, they're probably not. Right? There's a lot of generators out there that have the defined sacral. Doesn't mean they're using that energy properly. And in fact, they're probably saying yes to the wrong things, and then they're continuing to quit over and over and over again. That's why you find a lot of generators and projectors brought together. The generator sees and recognizes the projector, and the projector guides their energy. It's such a beautiful relationship. Potential. And three, you hold all the answers within. One of the things I say to my clients all the time is something that Ra Uruhu said as well. He said, human design is not your authority. I am not your authority. Leadership in business is cultivating a self that is able to deliver what we long for. That which life wants to move into reality through you. Leadership is cultivating a self that is able to deliver on what we long for. It requires someone different. And so we need to go into the body with the somatic work and release what doesn't serve, release the tightness. You would be surprised the amount of clients I work with. My background's in health and fitness. I was a personal trainer that was known throughout Canada, training top athletes. You would be amazed at the amount of clients I work with just loosening their upper traps and getting posture correct, how everything changes in their entire business. Not only because now we have communication with the vagal nerve, but because they're actually operating from this embodied grounded space. I don't know why that was so difficult to say. This embodied grounded space within their actual physical body. When we sit at a desk a lot, I'm just going to say this quickly. It's a little bit off track, but it is something we're going to talk about in Keys to Cash Month 3. When we sit at a desk with our shoulders rounded forward and our heads down, what we wire and code into our body is the physical manifestation of stress, is the physical manifestation of overwhelm, is the physical manifestation of depression and anxiety. You would be amazed how many people just fixing that posture, increasing the communication with the vagal nerve, creates ripple effects in their entire business, in their bank account, and in how they show up and serve. So we are hitting that within Keys to Cash. If you're looking for individual support with that, personalized support with that, you're going to want Brand by Design, my new mastermind, which is limited space. All right. So you might notice that I talk a lot about, I want to mention this, the body graph. And it is because I intertwine the language a lot of BG5 and human design, because the majority, 99% of who I work with in the personal branding space, this is very different in the corporations. However, in the personal branding space, have come to me from the human design side. I wouldn't even mention this if I was working with someone in a corporation. So just to reiterate here, guys, so that this is really being coded in on a deep level, your body graph represents a picture of your genetic coding. It's your unique energy. When we even look at your profile is how people are meant to see you. If we look at your brand is how people are meant to see you. This is where I started to make the connections and help people in using BG5 for branding. Because I started to see the similarities show up between building a personal brand and BG5 itself. When you're looking at your body graph, your colored areas, again, are going to be what is consistent within you. If it's red, it's 88 days before your birth. And if it's black, it's the moment of your birth. Those are your strengths, your traits, your unique gifts that you get to leverage to make yourself and help yourself stand out even more in your niche. What is white, that is open. It's inconsistent. You bring energy through those places, the gates, the channels, the centers. Because this is inconsistent, like I said, often I find people are more easily able to shift the openness than they are the definition, especially really self-led leaders. This is where you go to school in life and where you become wise or have the potential to become wise. Now, what ends up happening, however, is we get into static. We get into this place where we are operating from the distraction, where we're operating from the not self. And when we get into these places of operating from distraction or the not self, we create static. And this is where people struggle to hear you, is when you are putting static out into the world. And that static is going to come from the language you use of, I can do it for other people, but I cannot do it for myself, or I struggle to do it for myself. Or you can change the language and we can get into the nuances of the language. But if that is fundamentally what you believe, this is the problem. You're operating through the not self or the shadow, and that is being putting out static into the quantum. And that's not woo, that is truly quantum physics. I love quantum physics. I study it for fun because why not? I don't have enough going on apparently. When we put that static out, it's lack of coherence. And I want you to think about, you know, this is aging me. This is aging me, my friends. However, back in the day, back when I was young, we used to listen to the radio, this crazy thing called the radio, and you would turn the dial until you got to the radio station you wanted. Now, I'm someone, I can't handle listening to static. So even if my favorite song is playing, if there's static, I have to turn it off. I turn it off. That is what your people are doing. The people in front of you now are doing with your social media, they're doing it with your platforms because it's static to their ears. They can feel the incoherence, even if they can't logically say that is what is happening. On an energetic level, we are energetic beings. That is what is happening. So So if you find yourself saying things like, I can do it for others, but I can't do it for myself, or I struggle to do it for myself, that's the first thing you need to work on shifting so that you can be in alignment and get rid of that static. On the most foundational, fundamental level, a sign of the not self for the manifester is anger. Alignment is peace. The not self for the generator or manifesting generator is going to be frustration or in alignment satisfaction with how they're using that energy. For the projector, a sign of being in the not self is bitterness or feeling success when they're in alignment. And that success is in how they are guiding others. The reflector, that not self is going to be disappointment, and in alignment, surprise. Surprise at how easy it gets to be. Surprised at how things truly get to flow, being their unique self. And again, your energy speaks before you do. There is no strategy in the world. There is no marketing in the world, copywriting in the world that is going to fix the hole of static, of not being embodied in your leadership and what you are teaching. And that's one of the biggest things I hear in feedback from my free platforms, from my paid platforms, is I can't believe how embodied you are in this. And that's not to say I'm always perfect. I tell you guys all the time, living your design is not about perfection. Often what we perceive as the not self as well was a lesson we were meant to go on so that we can bring that wisdom forward and help others. Just because you're in alignment does not mean everything is meant to be rainbows and butterflies. Just because you're in alignment and following your design, I'm using air quotes, does not mean that you never hit obstacles or setbacks. What it means is you get what is meant for you. All of the exhaustion is coming because you keep hitting things that were never meant for you in the first place. You keep speaking to people you were never meant to speak to in the first place. You keep creating things you were never meant to create in the first place. Why? Because you are operating through the not self, you are operating through the openness, and you are trying to fill up the places that you feel you should be or need to be successful, rather than leveraging who you are. That's the issue. Now, each center is going to have not self strategies. I'm going to go over it very briefly here. The head center is, am I trying to answer everybody else's questions? It's getting distracted by all the things you're seeing. The undefined ajna, am I trying to convince everyone that I am certain? Undefined throat, am I trying to attract attention? It's a big one for the undefined throat in business, is doing things just to get attention. That might be someone, for example, that is putting out content for the likes rather than because it's actually their true voice. That's the simplest example I can give. The undefined G center, am I looking for love and direction? The undefined ego, do I think I have something to prove? The undefined solar plexus, am I avoiding confrontation and truth? That's someone, the undefined solar plexus, that in the not self, that is not you, is not correct use of the energy. They're trying to avoid rocking the boat. The undefined sacral, do I know when enough is enough? The undefined splenic center, am I holding on to things that are not good for me? And the undefined root, am I in a hurry to get things done so I can be free of the pressure? Now, the big cosmic joke with that undefined root, of course, is you're never free from the pressure in the not self because you always put more pressure on you and you're always in a hurry and you always feel behind. So you never get rid of that. I always joke that corporations that are leveraging the not self, and people love someone operating the not self of the undefined root, because they'll work their ass off. They'll keep working harder and harder and harder. They'll get all the projects done and you can just give them more and more and more and more. From that place, that is your biggest block in sales. The operating through the not self or the distraction, the openness, rather than using it as a place for wisdom. When we, one, also give ourselves permission to be human and realize you're not going to be perfect all the time, and being in alignment does not mean that it's always sunshine and rainbows and butterflies. What it gives you the permission to do is turn your shit into gold, turn your setbacks into wisdom, turn the limitations you hit into stories to serve other people with. Yet, when we're stuck in that not self, right? For example, the undefined solar plexus, not speaking your truth because you don't want to rock the boat, not confronting your truth because you're afraid it'll trigger others. You will never be able to actually gain or help others gain clarity in their design. You just won't. We go to school through our openness. We gain wisdom through there, or the potential. And we attract those that activate us. We attract those that have the definition, because we're like puzzle pieces. Your correct people, your dream clients, are your lobster. If you watched Friends, they're your lobster. They are meant to come to you to be served by your unique gifts, by your unique wisdom. But if you are hiding that, if you are dimming that, if you are not showing up in your power within that, if you are being apologetic in your voice, they feel that. And the truly aligned clients, the truly aligned people that want what you have, won't be able to hear you, because all they hear is static. Whew. How does that hit? We sell through our openness, my friends. That's how we sell. I'm going to go into that in detail in Keys to Cash. And in Brand by Design, the Mastermind, I'm actually going to help you create your marketing and sales plan. That is within the Mastermind, Brand by Design. You sell through your openness. When you embody your design, you will naturally show up in your strengths. You will naturally share, empower, and support others based on your circuitry. You're naturally going to share and empower and support others based on your wisdom. That's how we do it. That's how we support others. So that is the end of today's training, day one of this new series that I'm bringing you guys. This is based on slides you might see, based on 2022 that I had put together. Now, what I'd like for you guys to do is go through your design, is go through your body graph, your success codes, and start to map out, where is your strengths? What's defining you? How is that a strength? How does that differentiate you in the online space? I want you to go back, make a note of where you're undefined in your centers based on what we talked about. Where are you operating through the not self? How is that distracting you? I want you to write it out. And what is the wisdom you've gained through those centers? How can you turn the shit you've gone through into gold to serve others? So those are your first two questions. In part three, I want you to start paying attention to the words you use. I want you to start paying attention to how you speak. And I want you to notice, or even bring conscious awareness to it now. If you know, you're like, oh, Ashley, I already know how I use this. I already know how I do this. Write it down. Bring it to the conscious mind so that you are aware of it, consciously aware of it. Because if it's in the unconscious mind, Carl Jung says something similar, it's going to drive the bus in your brand and business. It's going to drive the bus in your bank account until you bring it to the conscious mind, you make yourself aware of it, and then you hold your feet to the fire of shifting it. You hold your feet to the fire of who you get to be to create the dream and vision that you desire to bring. To create the bank account that you desire, to create the business you desire, to create the level of service and ripple effects that you desire. Who do you have to be? So I want you to write down, what is the language you're using? Maybe even keep a thought journal. This is something I do with my clients. I don't get this much my one-on-one anymore, masterminds, but sometimes in my courses, where their language is so limiting and based on a program that hasn't served them in years. You know, if we're looking at it from a phone perspective, everything's crashing. They're over their usage on everything in their phone. They have too many apps downloaded. They're 5 years overdue for new software. Everything's on the fritz and they can't figure out why things aren't changing. Well, you need to delete all the shit that's taking up space on your phone that's preventing it from working properly. And not only do you need to delete all that shit that's taking up space that is preventing you from operating correctly, we need to then put in new software. We need to upgrade that shit. And when we upgrade that shit into that new level of software, you get access to different things. You get access to different apps. You get access to different tools. You get access to different functionalities that you could read about all day, but reading about it does not mean it's embodied. All right. So I want you to one, if you already know what those thoughts are, write them down, bring them to conscious awareness, decide what you choose instead. Don't just write them down and then be like, oh, okay. Choose what you decide instead, choose how it gets to be instead. And then number two, if you find, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how much certain thoughts are dictating my life and my brand and how I show up, keep a thought journal. You don't have to stop every time you think something, but I recommend for my clients that are struggling with that for, you know, maybe once a day, 4 p.m. every day for 10 minutes, you write down the thoughts that have been going through your subconscious mind, just not your conscious mind, your subconscious mind as well. Write them down, bring attention to them, and decide what you choose instead. And this is the foundational piece of beginning to build a brand and business by design and accessing your keys to cash. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed training one. If you did, give it a share. Give me a tag over on Instagram. You can find me at Ashley Brianna Eve. And I have two ways I'm serving you in the spring enrollment for Brand by Design, the mastermind. If you're looking for my individual support and expertise ultimately in these systems, that's Brand by Design, the mastermind. It is a 3-month mastermind. You can check it out at the link. I'll drop a link. And if you're looking to learn more about your keys to cash and a holistic lens, we're doing mindset, BG5, and the somatic experiencing keys to cash 2.0 is opening. I believe it's either the 18th or 19th of March. Yes, it is March. For enrollment for Keys to Cash 2.0. And I'd be honored to serve you. I'm a right angle cross of service. I love serving. I'd be honored to serve you in either of those containers, the one that is right for you. All right, my friends, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.